Good evening, everyone. Good to see you all. And as always, let's call a board meeting together. We have a quorum, and we're beginning at 17:32. In the room, myself, Leslie, Chris, Kevin, Hans, Jim. We have a special guest with us, Tim Sawyer from Barbicane. He's going to do our audit presentation here in a little bit, in a few moments. On Zoom, anybody on Zoom?
Just Reggie.
Just Reggie. All right, cool. Do we know whether...
I'm on.
All right, thanks, Reg. Do we know whether Stacy?
Stacy will not be able to make it tonight.
Got it. And what about Cade?
She is not on.
Okay. All right,
and
just
Len
one on Zoom.
And Len too, so.
Yeah, well, Len should be popping on, so look for Len Gritteri because he told me he was coming on. And we know that Verdi is on holiday. So with that said, all right, guys, as always, let me begin with a moment of silence. Thank you, everyone. The agenda was published ahead of this meeting. Agenda items may not be considered in sequence. Agenda subject changes may include addition or deletion of items, including executive session. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I got a second?
Second.
Got a second. All in favor of the motion, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none. Reg, I assume you're good?
I'm good.
All right, thank you. All right, so with that, let's go to our minutes and see if we have any additions, corrections. Where are my minutes? There they are, right in front of me. So the minutes, too, were presented and sent out to you all. Do I have any additions, changes to the minutes as presented for 27 October?
No.
Nope. Seeing none.
He's going to check your math real quick.
I know. He's going to check my math.
Yeah, you're incorrect. You've got the balance for the checking account was 6,200, not 5,600.
Yeah. Okay. Any other changes, additions, or deletions to the minutes as presented? All right, I don't see any. Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Motion.
I got a motion. Second.
Second.
I got a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All in favor, please say yeah. Thank you. Anybody on Zoom for discussion?
Len's on here too now.
Oh, good. All right. Hey, Len. All right, we got Len on there. Good. All right, I've got a motion, a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? Noes? Pass. Thank you. Len and Reggie, are we good? On Zoom? Thumbs up? Whatever. Okay. All right. I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah. Len gave you a thumbs up.
All right. Cool. 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 All right, guys. Wonderful. Moving along. Next on the agenda is public comment period. Public comment period. You're not part of the public. So with that said, I don't see any here. Anybody on Zoom? Public?
No.
No. Let the public comment period reflect that it is now closed. And we are to Treasurer's Report and send to you, Tim. Go ahead, Jim.
Not a problem. It's emailed out the documents for the spreadsheet, bank statements, and current activity. And starting the month on October 1st, we had combined $281,248.94 in the accounts between 6172.74 in the checking account, and 275.07076.20 in the savings account. Checking account had a check go out to Delmarva Digital for the board website for 210. That covered a six-month period of time. It was the only activity in the board checking account. In the board savings account, we had $6.37 of interest into the account, and on the 1st of October, $24,948 came out to the USDA. So at the end of the month, we had a total of $59,62.74 in the checking account. You got that number right now, Scott? And $251.34 in the savings account. And as I said, I've attached the copies of the statements. And on the back two pages is a snapshot of the current activity. And you will see that the current activity, the USDA did take out the November loan payments on the 2nd of November.
Good.
And on the activity for November, I have struck the check to Mr. Reggie for $75 from our conversation last month for the expenses he incurred relative to the paving.
Cool. All right, wonderful. Any discussion on the documents as presented? Don't see any. Cool. I think we've been doing motions to accept the treasurer's report, so let me do that. Hansi, do I have a motion?
Motion.
Got a second?
Second.
I got a second. All in favor of the treasurer's report as presented, say aye.
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 Any opposed, abstentions, Zoom, thumbs up? Thumbs up. Cool. All right. Next, you're the man of the hour, boss. So, you can take that off, and you can stand in the middle of the room. You can stand over here. You can sit. You can do whatever you want.
Okay. Can everybody hear me okay right here?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well, I'll just stay right here, and I can use my lap as a table. Okay. So, earlier today, I did email Scott, and I believe he emailed you all a copy of the audit results. We are now pretty much paperless, so everything we do is digital as well. So that's how we sent that out. So if you want to turn to the PDF, it would be PDF page 3 or page 2 of the document.
Right.
At the top it says fiscal year 2020 audit summary. So we actually were able to come out here on to the school, and we did the field work for the audit on site, and that was completed on August 14th. And based on our field work, when we come out, I should tell you, we usually finish the audit, and then there are five pieces of information we're usually still waiting on after we get done with testing your information here on site. There are the pension and other post-employment benefit valuation reports from the state. There are the contributions for both of those, as well as their cash reconciliation. So once we have a little bit of a lag from the time we finish with your work till we get all those reports and we can actually wrap up the audit. We got the last of those pieces of information beginning of September, which was an improvement. Last year, we didn't get the cash reconciliation until October. That delayed us a little bit last year. This year, we got everything, and we were able to get everything all wrapped up by the end of September. So based on our audit testing, we are issuing unmodified or clean audit opinions on your opinion units in your statements. So you do governmental statements, so you have governmental activities, you have two major funds, as well as supplemental information that goes along with that. And we're issuing clean audit opinions, and that means that they do